This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And you can just tell from the very beginning he had really good rhythm. He was able to throw all his pitches for quality strikes, you know, controlled counts. He was putting the ball where he wanted to, and I thought he threw the ball very well and did a nice job when they were able to get the lead to keep us at bay. So, you know, give him credit.
You say they just beat you, but, I mean, this is a team that took two or three from the Dodgers over the weekend. Like, what does it say about the group that you weren't able to at least pull one out today?
I think I just explained it. I don't know how much more to explain it. I mean, I don't know what you want me to, how you want me to answer that. We won four series in a row, and we just came in. We walked four guys in three games, and this team swung the bats and found holes and hit some homers. You know, and I don't know what else to tell you.
How do you keep it, Mike, from going from being outplayed for 3 days to it becoming four and so on?
Well, again, I'm going to take exception with the word outplayed. We lost three games. And I'm going to repeat it because I think it clearly needs to be repeated. Look, I'm not defending the fact we lost three games. I'm not even alibiing that for a second. I own that. I'll take the responsibility if you want. But I can sit here and it's a different answer to your questions of the game of baseball. We lost three games. And then we lost three games by beating ourselves and getting outplayed. Now, they played very well, okay? They did. But you look at some of the things that determine how you play and whether you beat yourself, the things that I've been following this thing for 30 years, it just didn't work out for us for 3 days. I can't explain that. Am I happy about it? Is that clubhouse happy about it? Are we going to alibi anything? No, we're not going to alibi anything. But I'm also going to look at this thing rationally and go, okay, how did you win four series in a row and you do some of the very exact same things? You don't give anything away. You don't walk anybody. You play clean defense. You know, you compete well. You have good at-bats. Can the guy threw well today? Like, we've had some good pitching in the past. Sometimes you tip your hat. Came up short 2 days in a row. So I do appreciate that we didn't lose, but I will have to, and not even blindly, because people, I think, can accuse me of that, defend what we're doing. But, you know, they played good baseball. You know, they found some holes. But I think I've attempted to clear up the distinction of what just happened here, because there's not an overreaction for me moving forward. Now, if we're throwing the balls all over the place and hitting guys and walking guys and, you know, not hitting balls in a barrel and not having an approach, yeah, you'd hear something different out of my mouth, but that wasn't the case for me.
And not to overplay either one of them, but early in yesterday's game and early in today's game, when maybe it could have affected something, Jurickson ran into an out. Today, Toddy had an out where that could have been prevented. Mm-hmm. Those aren't clean, and so I wonder, did you just feel like they didn't?
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, if you want to go back to the series for the first and third, we showed highlights today of the three positive baseball plays that were first and thirds. Had them edited for for our ball talk. You know, Jackson stole a bag, we could double steal the first night. And I bring all those things up, again, not to alibi, but yes, Jackson got, Pro got thrown out of second base yesterday. He did. And we'd preferred it not to have happened. And Toddy missed retouching the base. That's clear, and I can't alibi that either. Did it impact all three games? I didn't think so. I think your point is we didn't play perfectly clean, and that's accurate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is something that can be improved is the consistency of, because you guys have played these excellent stretches, be that one game, be that three games, whatever, and then be that situational hitting, because that wasn't great this series. Can your guys' consistency be better?
Again, it's interesting that we don't talk about the consistency when we win four series in a row for the first time in 3 years. So I've got to defend what I know also. Also look up, when we look at our two-week report relative to the consistency of the year, and we're a top 10 in almost every base running and offensive metric there is, okay? And I look at it closely. If we were in the bottom third of our base running or the bottom third of our situational hitting or even in the middle of the pack, I'd say, yeah, that's not consistent. But if you look at it over a period of time and you look at relative to the league and you realize that you're a top 5 to 8, depending on the metrics you want to follow from the base running standpoint and the defensive standpoint and the offensive standpoint, then you'd say, yeah. And you know, and we look at that consistency. We're striving for consistency all the time. I also think, I don't think I know, we're a better version of our club in general over – as we've gotten better. All right, so if that was the case and I looked at our two-week trends and saw that we weren't improving in some of the base running and offensive categories relative to some of the areas, then yeah, I'd say we need to be more consistent. But I'm a big picture guy, and do recognize that the last three games we came up short, but the fact of the matter is we got behind and couldn't scratch and claw. So I'm trying to separate what's consistent and what's not. But I think those are reasonable questions, and hopefully I gave you a reasonable answer.
Michael King has been really good. He really hasn't had the in-between starts where he's just been okay enough. I mean, what did you see out of him today, and why can't we get that more, like, stop the bleeding?
Yeah, he wasn't as crisp today. You know, I think he's clearly thrown a ball exceptionally well the last several times out. Got a pitch to Doyle that looked like it maybe caught some middle, and he made him pay for it. And, you know, Beck, you know, wrapped one down the line and you know, wasn't able to hold off you know, guys after that. But I thought he found his rhythm after that ball down the line and went out and got a clean fourth and struck out four in a row and, you know, could have easily gone out and pushed him to get a little bit more in the sixth. But, you know, leadoff guy got on, gets Montero striking out, felt like, okay, relative to the score, relative to the pitch count, but in a tighter situation, you know, Michael would have kept pitching because he was getting better as the game went. But, you know, he got some mistakes, and they made him pay. I mean, they swung the bats well and found holes.
After the Dodgers series, are you surprised at all about the amount of booing in this series throughout the whole three games?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I expect to win every series, whether we just got through playing, you know, Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars or, you know, whoever we play. And I don't mean to be overly facetious, but, you know, a little levity maybe. But, yeah, I mean, listen, like I said, the sky's not falling in our clubhouse, I can tell you that. I appreciate and understand the questions. I think I've been able to explain and support. And, you know, all I know is our clubhouse is in a good spot. The sky's not falling. We didn't appreciate, didn't enjoy, or disappointed all of the frustration that is real with losing because it's an end game result. I get it. But I also appreciate the fact that our team's going in a good direction in a lot of areas, and we've just got to be able to put it together with our pitching and our hitting to be able to put together some more wins and more series wins like we've done more recently.
And, Mike, I know you're hearing sky is falling questions from us here in the media, but when you hear the boo birds out there at a home game, which we heard more than once today, does that send a different message as opposed to just hearing it from us in here?
Yeah, it sends a message. I mean, you know, listen, people show up and want to win. I get it. You know, I'll answer for it. It's interesting how, you know, a couple days, you know, changes the complexity of how people react. And I get it. I mean, we're here to compete and win games. And I'm not, again, ultimately, I'm not going to alibi it. But you tell me, what do you think message they're sending me and us?
Not happy with the offense. Not happy with the Rockies coming in as one of the worst teams in baseball and three straight games in a row.
Yeah, I get it. I understand it. I understand it completely.
The upcoming road trip and Joe Musgrove, do you anticipate him coming back and maybe taking his place back in the rotation on Sunday?
We'll determine that tomorrow when he throws his side, or Friday rather.
In terms of where you guys are at, games like this where you're down early and you're starting pitchers who have been excellent at times but had games like this, where does this fall into the explanation of kind of the fact that you guys haven't been able to kind of get on a roll?
That part we can talk about the consistency, right? I mean, you know, we've been really good with our starting pitching, and, you know, I don't think this is this, you know, big baseball secret. You know, you have good starting pitching, it helps and protects your bullpen, and it gives you a better chance to win games. And so we've been able to do that in areas, and we haven't been able to be as consistent in other areas, and here we are. So I think that's the best I can do with that question.
Mike, you know, acknowledging what you said about playing clean games and that sort of thing, despite the results, now going to Atlanta, do you feel there's anything you can do or the team can do better or differently to change the ultimate results, or is it just hoping that some of these breaks go in your favor?
Yeah, I don't know how much more to answer these questions. I appreciate them questions.
Like, I'm just looking forward.
I'm looking forward too. I live in a different place in a sense of I'm not alibiing the last three games. I don't know how else to explain it. Like,
I guess what I'm saying is there anything you can do differently to change?
Yeah, I understand the question. I get it. I don't know what. We could score first. We could. I mean, there's not going to be a new Rockne speech. We won four series in a row, all against good teams. So we didn't play as well as we'd like for the outcome. You know, I don't know how to really answer that question any better than that, because that's, I think I've tried multiple times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.